Welcome to the Outdoor Panel Podcast, where we talk about chasing critters, catching fish, of course, hunting and fishing stories, and a lot of BSing.
It's like a beast. Oh my God.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, that's a nice eye.
Yeah. That was a fast one. Holy cow.
So tonight's podcast, we're going to be talking about season preparation and what we got going on for this season. And, well, Rob's not on, so we're going to be talking to him primarily about Wisconsin and Illinois tonight and our preparations for that. Tonson, what states you hunt this year?
It's going to be Wisconsin in the early on, and then Illinois October 1st when that comes in. So just those two.
Cool. No other out of state hunts or anything like that. Right on. Bud, what you got lined up for this year? Like this upcoming season, you just hunt Wisconsin?
Can't hear you, Eric.
Can you hear me now?
Okay, now we're good.
You just want me to fucking edit more shit, you asshole. Fuck. Bud, what states you hunt this year? Just the home state of Wisconsin or anywhere else?
Just Wisconsin.
Just Wisconsin. Cool. Right on. Yeah. Myself, I am basically hunting Wisconsin unless I fill my buck tag earlier in the season. Otherwise, I was looking at maybe, you know, going over to West Virginia because they got cheap tags for non-residents. I think it's like $120 or less for a guy to head over there, but we'll see how that plays out. So, you guys been doing any prep for the upcoming season here or anything like that over the last month? 2 months or so. What you guys doing to get ready?
I've basically
Jesus Christ, what are you talking a time?
Well, then call on one of us, Mr. Host.
Fuck you. I'm leaving this in there too. Okay, Tonson, go first because you're cooler than Buddy.
Yeah, I've basically just been shooting my bow and trying to do some e-scouting. The places I'm hunting in Illinois, I can't get into yet. So, and I haven't been up to Wisconsin probably for over a month. So it's been kind of uneventful on my part this off season.
Oh, so you don't know what the fuck's going on basically at this point. Is that right?
Not yet.
I love it. So you got your trail cameras up or anything yet?
Yeah, I got a bunch of trail cameras up in Wisconsin on our property. My parents just acquired like 30 more acres up there. And I kind of sprinkled that with some trail cameras. And
you got cell cams up there?
Yeah, I got a few up there. Things have started to pick up there for me. Wasn't really too much to speak of this summer. And within the past 2 weeks, it's like every single time the cameras communicate, I'm getting at least some pictures and usually multiple deer on one or the other food plot. So,
okay. If you don't mind, I would like to dive into that property a little bit and, you know, kind of discuss your plan on that since Wisconsin opens first and that property is in Wisconsin, I figured. Be good to elaborate. So could you describe this property to the listeners?
Yeah, so it's kind of in the square shape almost, but up at the top it thins out, and that's kind of, there's like a old resort up there. Used to be a bar and now it's just like a cabin. So in the main portion, the middle part of the property, it's mostly like a wetland type of area. I've been back there a couple times. It's pretty hard to trek through, but looking at maps, you know, I can tell that deer are definitely using it. You can see the trails going through. And then the northern part of the property, it's highland, like open woods, kind of. Previous owner had about, I want to say about 1.5 acre food plot in there. And when I was up there earlier in the spring, kind of checking it out, I was seeing deer traveling through there quite a bit. Supposedly, he had shot this really kind of nice buck up there. It was a tall 8-pointer. A couple of years ago, a buck that I'd been kind of looking at or getting on camera every once in a while and seeing him. I never actually saw him, but where I had my camera on our other property, and then where my cousin was having cameras on some public land on the other side of that property, we both had pictures of him. And he said he's killed some deer out there, and it's kind of nice to have a little bit bigger property. And then down the east side of the property, it's mostly highland too. And then kind of towards the south side of the property, it kind of pulls back up into some highland out there too. And I have a couple cameras out there, get some pictures, but not a whole lot.
Yeah. So you were talking about the one tall 8. What were your first impressions after getting like boots on the ground? I know that you mentioned that you had, could see deer trails from satellite and whatnot, but what were your first impressions as you were getting on the property, boots on the ground type scouting?
I was really excited to get out there, and I kind of started by the food plot. The guy left his tree stand out there, and I just kind of was checking around out there, and there's not really logging trails, but I think it's like an old snowmobile trail kind of weaves through the property a little bit. And there was a little bit of sign going through there along those snowmobile trails. And just kind of being able to look at a new property was really kind of a big deal for me. So
it's
right next to our other property, so it's all right there.
Yeah. And you didn't get up there to check on this property until like May or June, is that correct? Something like that?
Yeah, something like that. It was right before my dad closed on it.
Gotcha.
I think that was in June. So yeah, I want to say that was probably June.
Yeah, so the kind of the rubs are starting to be like grown over for the next year's like tree growth and whatnot. So rubs and stuff were hard to like see stick out or anything like that. But did you notice like any like quality sign? I'm not like, 200 inch buck sign, but is there like, decent mature buck sign on the property or 2 year old?
I really didn't come across any. I'm not sure that it's like, I think it might just be like a travel area for them.
Okay.
Because I didn't really even see any types of bedding areas in there.
Gotcha.
It's pretty open. So I wouldn't guess that they'd be really hanging out in there like, too long.
Right.
I think they just kind of travel through and they hit up that food plot every now and then.
Gotcha. We might have to get into like a future episode, like talking more of the dynamics of the property. And as you get to know the property, like, it'd be nice if you share like where you found like the bedding areas and whatnot, and like habitat improvements that you guys are going to do as you get more information on the property. Would be cool to do down the road for sure. So
yeah.
But so after that, you're going to be heading down to Illinois for that opener. And like you said, you haven't been able to step on any properties or anything like that, but do you have like high hopes for any of those properties this year that you have access to?
Yeah, the one we have access to, it's a county draw, and basically the guy told us that they had to, because the rules of the program are if you shoot 5 or more does, you get to keep your spot the next year. And basically the head of the program told us that they had to kick out the guys who were in there last year, because they've been there for like 4 years in a row. And And I actually just got in contact with a guy who's also been there for a few years. And he told me, I think last year they killed 9. And then the year before that, they killed 8. And he told me he killed a really nice 12 pointer out of there a couple of years ago, too. But it's kind of like an open area with very few trees. But when I talked to the guy today, he said there are some spots to set tree stands up in. But I think we're going to be throwing some ground blinds out there and trying to get some does early. And then hopefully, he said there's a lot of bucks out there too. So I really kind of have high hopes. And then for that one, my orientation there, because we got to go do this orientation, it's on Thursday. So then after that, we can go scout. So I'm planning on going out there this Saturday to walk around.
So do you got like one or two properties that you're going to be focusing on towards your house then? Or?
Yeah, it's that one. And then I drew back into the same property I was in last year in one of the programs. And nobody killed a deer out of there last year. So I kind of have a good feeling about this year, because there were some smaller bucks that we saw last year that if they make a little bit of a jump this year, they'll be pretty nice.
Gotcha. So you going to head out west to Western Illinois at all? After, besides focusing on what you got at home, or what you think?
Yeah, because when I was turkey hunting out there with my girlfriend, she had set up in the spot, she saw like 6 or 7 deer the one morning. And so I went in there the next day, and on my way out, I kind of scouted around, and there's some decent spots in there. So I'm still hoping I can get out there to scout a little bit before the season. But I am planning on going back out there this year a few times.
Nice.
So
that's kind of like your early season plan, going to Wisconsin, focusing on those properties towards your home and also towards Western Illinois, probably for first half of your season is what you're looking at.
Yeah. I would, that sounds about right. Early in the season, because my kid, she's pulling her compound bow at 30 now. And so the first couple days of the season, I'm hoping she can get something with that.
Nice. Bud, do you got any questions for, Tonson's kind of early season / mid-season outlook?
Man, I just had one. So that spot you said where your girlfriend was turkey hunting, that was by your house?
That one's out west. That's kind of in the western. It's pretty much all the way out in Western Illinois.
All right.
I think it's still considered kind of the driftless area in that region.
Yep, you're right.
There's some good terrain there. I've only hunted spots, so I'm looking forward to kind of getting out and doing something different there.
So, like, did you end up ever, going in there and look, that's not where you can, you have to wait till.
Could you repeat yourself?
That's not part of like you have to wait till this Saturday to like go through your little class to go look at.
I could have been out there more. It's been kind of a crazy summer. Like, we built a fence and that took a couple weeks, and it's been a lot with a lot of stuff around the house we've been doing. So haven't really had time to go do much of that, the scouting and stuff this year.
And I don't know if you want to share this, Tonson, but I don't think Bud knows your big deal that's going on in a little bit. You want to share it or no?
Which one?
New Mexico, Colorado.
Oh yeah, we're headed out. Yeah, me and the girlfriend and my daughter all going on a trip, and we're gonna get married out there. I think by Durango, up in the mountains. So Colorado's kind of cool. You don't need anyone to even, like, you could just go in and get a marriage certificate and then sign it, and that's it.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you got a lot of stuff going on right now.
I'm going to be missing opening day in Illinois because we'll be getting back the basically opening day. And then I get to go out opening weekend in Wisconsin, but I'm going to be trying to get my daughter a deer, and my sister still trying to get her first deer. So they're going to be, I'm going to be trying to help them and get everything settled up there with that. So I might get out for a sit, but I'm not really counting on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that both of them in Wisconsin, or is your daughter in Illinois?
She wants to hunt up at up on our property. So
up and on that.
Now that we got a little bit more space, it's easy to kind of get more than one person out there. So.
No.
But yeah, we're all going up for opening day.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. I wasn't sure if you were gonna make it out or not. That's cool that you guys are gonna get out. Yeah, at least get a chance at something. Did you get a doe tag for up there then, or no?
Yeah, I got one. There's still 500 available too. So, I mean, the years past, it seemed like they all would get eaten up that first day, but we didn't have problems.
Yeah, I was on yesterday and today, and I was like, there's still a lot of tags left. I was like, holy cow, normally they're gobbled up, like you said. So, yeah. Yeah. But yeah, that's cool to hear your plans, and congratulations, like, if we don't speak, and get married and whatnot. So that's cool. Are you excited?
There's just so much going on between now and then. We got, I don't know, my dog's getting neutered. I'm going in tonight because I have sleep apnea, so I got to get tested for that before they'll give me a machine. And I don't know. There's just a million things on my plate. I got to go get new tires all of a sudden. I don't know. So many things to do.
Well, yeah, that's kind of how I just kind of let the summer go with the podcast, and because there's so much crap going on. So sorry, folks. But this fall, we'll be on quite a bit during the fall pretty regularly. But let's get into your kind of spiel for the season. What you got cracking in for opener and in your early season outlook?
Well, I got your mind buck spot.
Yep.
The spot between us that we know we got to hit. And then I went out, and my biggest downfall as far as it comes to deer hunting is my walleye fishing. I can't do a lot of that early. What was it? Is it early spring or mid spring scouting? I can't do a lot of that.
Yeah.
You know, so then I went out and I did some late summer scouting on a property that I went and hunted, and I got in some nice stuff. So now I found some good stuff. I found some food. I found some egg. So now that's another spot for us, because I know that sets up nice for like opening weekend too. You know, if not at least the second weekend. So I got that going for opening weekend or early season.
Yeah, no. We put in a lot of time scouting the eastern side of the state for sure this off season. I mean,
yeah,
I think I put in the marshes and whatnot, I think I put close to 80 to 100 miles. Then Bud kind of, you know, I think, Bud, you put around 20, 25 miles, if not more. So we covered about 100 miles worth of ground together, so that was cool. Yeah, I guess for me, it's kind of a similar plan for Bud for early season. We're focused on hitting oak islands that are dropping oaks. And
yeah
early in the stuff that we were looking in particular for this off season when we were scouting was rubs, but we were looking for rubs that wasn't like a rut rub, like where it's just thousands of them everywhere. We're looking for like bedding rubs and whatnot that were heading towards like oak islands and kind of soft edges and whatnot that lead up to oaks and whatnot. And we found some pretty good spots that we're proud of. However, we've been doing some summer scouting, like Bud had said, and we're also looking for bedding that are right along like fence rows with cornfields that have oaks right on that fence line, if you know what I'm saying, Thompson. Like you got the cornfield, then you got oak trees, and they'll bed right under those oak trees and just munch on those and have that cover of the cornfields right to their back. And that's hard to scout during like season, or if you're not scouting in summer. Like, because you don't know where the corn's going to be at what time. So we're starting to find some spots like that. So I'd say we have a mix of like our core spots, but then we're going to be scouting like the weekends that we plan on hunt. We're going to be scouting and we're going to be trying to find deer as we go. So it's going to be kind of like a mix of previous knowledge, but also what in-season knowledge can we learn from to attack that way. So I guess it's kind of the early season plan for us, if that makes sense.
What are you guys looking to shoot early in the season? Is you got like you looking for does, or are you just strictly going for bucks up there?
My early season plan is the same as my full season plan. I need 100 pounds of meat in the freezer.
Yeah. I know Bud has a really itchy trigger finger. It's been a couple years since since he's executed. For me,
it's been 2 years since I shot a deer.
Yeah.
Last year really sucked for like not shooting a deer.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a minute. I know the only real deer meat you got last year was off the deer I shot. But
I did not steal any meat off your deer that I butchered for you. I did not do that.
I thought you
said I'm an honest butcher.
No. Yeah. But I guess I know Bud, you're hoping to shoot like at least an 8-point buck, a decent public land 8. I know is one of your goals.
Yeah, that's always my goal. I always want to shoot that. I just want to shoot an 8-pointer. That's like, that'd be cool for me. I've never shot it. My biggest whitetail, is a 4-corn. That's my biggest whitetail. It's a 4-corn. It's like an 8-point. That'd be awesome as, you know, buck crack, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. No.
But at the same time, like, I want to put like 100 pounds of meat in my freezer at this point.
No, that's a great goal. That's a great goal. All right. I guess since we kind of talked about our early season plans, so as we head towards like mid-October, pre-rut, rut, what you got cracking in Thompson?
Well, as far as pre-rut, if I'm able to come up and hunt with you guys or whoever hunt around your area, I'd be into that. Otherwise, I'd probably be going out west and trying out there. I have a good spot that I've hunted a couple of years. It's a good cruising area, and possibly get up north for the rut. I'm not quite sure yet. I recently got put on call at work, and I also, since I'm in the union now, I got all these classes I got to take. And basically I just take a week off of work and go to class every day. And I think my class falls like around November 7th. For 6 days or 5 days or whatever, and so I'm gonna have to be working around that a little bit.
Gotcha. Then you plan on doing your typical gun hunt up in the North Woods then?
Yeah, I got my tag. That's what I got the doe tag for. We're setting up some stands on the property, just kind of making a little family event. My sister's going to be coming up, and then my girlfriend's brother's coming up to hunt with us too. So possibly my cousin. I'm thinking my daughter, she's ready for shooting the gun. And
nice.
I think she would enjoy that too, being a part of that. So
what you going to have her? What you going to have her shoot? I mean, she's what, 12 or so?
Yeah, she's got. I bought a few years ago when Dick's Sporting Goods was getting rid of their rifles. I got a couple 243s for $60 each. So just a little single shot youth guns are perfect. So she shot that in the past, and I think like she's gotten quite a bit bigger this year, so I think she's ready. But we'll see.
Nice. No, that sounds like a great plan. Then I know we talked about maybe potentially the second weekend getting a group of us together and maybe doing some drives, meeting up, but we'll have to talk those plans coming up here in a little while. We got some time till then, so
That's late season, Eric. Settle down.
that is later in the season. Then I don't know. I'm not really gonna ask about late season because we gotta see how the first two or three months of this season go before we get to December and January. So, but what's your plans for mid-October, pre-rut, rut?
What's my plans?
Yeah.
I plan on being done by then, man. Come on.
I like it. I like the optimism. If you aren't tagged up, what's your plans?
Shoot deer. How was that?
All right.
I guess we're talking mid-October. I'm going to be hunting up here. So, I'm going to be trying to find the bedding area yet.
Yeah.
So, what's to come down to?
Yeah.
Because you're gonna have to find that little doe bedding area where like the bucks are like searching it out right away.
Yeah. Then as we move into the pre-rut, you got any plans?
That's where I move down by you. That's where I go down by you and go for the hogs, and they're just running around down there. And it doesn't matter where you sit.
Yeah. No, I'm looking forward to that too during the pre-rut. Then the rut, head back north and do what you do.
Well, after that, then you're talking gun season, and then it's whatever.
Yeah.
Bolts are flying. Brown is down. Let's go.
You love your gun season, bud. You're a hell of a gun hunter. I like hunting with you during gun season.
Let's walk 3 miles and I shoot a fork corn and it's a quarter mile from the truck.
No, that was after we did 6 miles. That was a 6 mile.
Oh, that's right. It was 6 miles that day. That was a blast.
Yeah.
And I didn't even get it.
That was funny. But it was quite the adventure.
It was. We made memories. That's the main thing when it comes down to hunting. You got to make memories.
Yeah, for sure. I guess my plan for mid-October is I got a couple spots that I feel like I have dialed in on trail cameras from the past couple years. I'm going to attack those spots. Then after that, pre-rut, be nice to have a crew of guys together. Tonson, Bud, myself, and Zeb, hopefully. And hopefully Rob just puts down a monster like week one and we can like get a GoFundMe page for Rob to come to Wisconsin and hunt the hills. That would be sweet. But I'm going to transition from Eastern Wisconsin to the hills down in Southwestern Wisconsin. And I pretty much do that throughout the rut. I got some spots that are dialed in and I got some new spots that I want to try too. That's where it'd be nice to have a group of guys where Zeb and I have pretty much most of Western Wisconsin here scouted out. So be fun to put some guys in some spots and see if we can get some results, see if we can get some bucks down. Then the rut, that's just going to continue right off the pre-rut is sitting right by doe bedding area, sitting scrapes. Getting on top of hillsides, hunt that leeward, or getting down in the valleys when the wind's calm or when the thermals are shooting down and killing bucks that way. Who knows? I might get into some river bottoms down here. I got some river bottom spots this year that I focused on.
Yeah, you're the thermal professional I heard from podcast.
Yeah, go check the How to Hunt podcast. with Josh Raley on the Sportsman's Empire Network. Did a good podcast on thermals. Then my dad's coming down, so I'm going to be focusing on river bottoms with him. Hopefully I have a nice buck down by then, because my plan with my dad, he struggles with a little bit of elevation now, so I figure if I get him into some good river bottom spots down here, we should have some success. So I scouted a mixture this year, so I won't be killing the old man or anything like that, so looking forward to that. Then gun season, I don't have a faintest idea of what I'm doing for gun season. I just bought my gun tag. I could be hunting with Bud, Thompson, Zeb, I don't know, hunt with my dad. It's just going to be an all-out shit show memory-making season, and gun season is what I'm looking forward to. That's what I look forward to quite a bit. I guess, Thompson, you kind of started the goal talk. Why don't you give us some of your goals for this season?
As far as bucks go, I'm hoping I can get it like a 3.5 year old or older. I've shot a couple 2.5 year olds. It would be nice to step up a little bit. Had some disappointments last year, but I mean, I think they were good learning experiences. And as far as that goes, me and my buddy are kind of hoping we can put some does down early in the season. I won't be able to hunt this one program with him next year, most likely, but if we can shoot 5, he gets to hunt there again. So that's kind of one of the goals. And then it would be nice to get my daughter on a buck with her bow. Kind of doesn't matter what it is, but I kind of feel like she's ready to step up a little bit. She shot a couple does, and I think she wants to shoot a buck, and I'm going to try to get her on one. So, and nice. Then, as far as that, just looking to learn this year again and have a fun season. It'd be nice to get a lot more experiences coming through. So,
yeah. Do you have any meat from your deer from last year still, or is that pretty much
used? A little bit. I kind of didn't. I mean, I could have gone through it all already, but
yeah.
I want to make it last, so I'm going to be eating it up here this month and then early in the next month, and then hopefully we get some fresh stuff early on. I do have a couple people who have expressed interest in getting some deer meat too, so if I kill a couple extra does, they can have them. So,
yeah, I'll tell you what, that's expanded in my neck of the woods too, is people are starting to, I mean, more than years past, are starting to ask for deer meat, like more and more requests, it seems like, goes on every year. So, yeah. And then you mentioned you want to get your sister a deer too. Was another big goal of yours. So.
Yeah, she a couple of years ago, opening day, she liver hit one and we never recovered it. And then last year, she had a little fork horn in front of her and she just blew the shot. She got excited and blew the shot. And she's kind of, she really wants to get one, and she's been practicing with her bow, and I'm kind of hoping opening day up in Wisconsin works out for her, because it'd be nice to start the season out good, and then she can kind of work on maybe getting a buck or something like that, because she's in one of the programs with me. So,
nice.
But yeah, she's really kind of ready. She really wants one this year, so. We've been working, and hopefully she can get one down.
Nice. No, I know we're primarily talking about hunting, but do you have any goals for Mallard this year? Mallard's Thompson's hunting dog and deer tracking dog. You got any goals for him?
I've been working with him because he's good with his nose. He does real well, but he's not so strong at retrieving. And I've been working with him on that, and he's really starting to come around to it. So I'm hoping he'll bring back his first bird this year. We're going to get out pheasant hunting a decent amount, and also some goose hunting. And day before he gets neutered, I'm going out dove hunting with him. So nice. That might be the thing. But as far as that goes, it'd be nice to get him on a couple deer tracks this year. He seems to do a little bit better each year on that. So
Yeah. Are you hoping for a little bit tougher track this year? Like a little bit in a way? I know you never want to like wound a deer on purpose, but like, are you excited to see how he does like with a liver hit deer, like a gut shot deer? Like it's a matter of time before it's going to happen. I don't know.
Basically, both the tracks he's been on have been, you know, 60, 70 yards and good shots on deer, and not really a challenge for him. But it would be cool just to see him get into that. I mean, I think it's his favorite thing that he does, because he just really likes using his nose. And it'd be a good experience for him, you know. And hopefully then, you know, as the years progress, he can become a reliable tracking dog.
Yeah. No, I hope so too, because it's nice to have a friend who has a dog that can track. So for sure. Bud, you got any questions for Thompson about goals or anything like that?
I guess deep down, I would ask him, like, more important goal to yourself, do you want to shoot a deer, or do you want your kid or your sister to shoot a deer?
I mean, this year, if my sister got one, I think that would be the best for me. She's been trying, and she's had opportunity. Yeah. I just think, I mean, when she shot that one deer, she liver shot it. I made mistakes that night trying to go after it too soon and stuff like that. I think we bumped it, and she was really excited when she shot it, and like, I could tell, but like that disappointment she had to go through when we weren't able to recover that deer. I think if I had to pick one person between the three of us to get a deer, I'd like it to be her.
Cool. All right. Any other, Bud?
No, I'm good.
All right, right on. Goals, Bud, I know you mentioned you want 100 pounds of meat in the freezer. I like that goal.
Yeah, that's all I care about.
Any other goals? I know you've been having Dale come out to the hunting property that you're hunting for gun season. Are you hoping to get a shot when Dale's with you yet? Or how are you feeling about that? Are you hoping to get Dale out to track some deer for you?
Ideally, most likely, I mean, I guess it could happen there. It all depends on the stand. But I would love the opportunity to shoot a deer and watch it drop. Because 100%, if I shoot a deer and I watch it drop, I'm getting Dale out there. I don't care what time of the night it is. I'm dragging him out of bed. I don't care where I am in the state. Because that kid is jacked up about me shooting a deer.
I love it.
Because, yeah, we watch hunting all the time. Shoot buck. Shoot big buck. Shoot big buck, Dad. Shoot big buck. Yeah, well, okay, Dale. Yeah, I'll just go do it. Okay. Sounds good. But, so if there's any chance that if I see a deer drop within stand, yeah, I'll sit there and I'll carry him all the way back to the stand. Just to have him to, you know, do the track, you know, as I do quotations, because, you know, the podcaster is the one seeing, I'll have him do the track. Because, yeah, that's the privilege of that kid, you know, Thompson knows.
Yeah, no, that's super cool. I'm looking forward to that, too. Hopefully it happens sooner rather than later. That would be nice.
Yeah.
Thompson, you got any questions for Bud about any goals or anything like that?
So, I mean, I guess I don't really pay attention to the poundage. How many deer is that, 100 pounds?
Well, it depends on the deer.
It depends on if Eric shoots the deer or not.
Yeah. If it's like one of them big Iowa bucks, that's like a deer and then like a fawn. if it's a Wisconsin deer, that's like two fawns or like two does.
Dude, I got more meat off that the Wisconsin buck than the Iowa buck, so.
You didn't get shit off the Wisconsin buck.
Yeah, I got 85 pounds.
Which one? The one from this last year?
No, 3 years ago.
Oh, 3 years ago. Okay, that's a different...
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, because, Steve, that's the problem with me is Eric keeps shooting deer, and I butcher Eric's deer. That cuts into my hunting.
So I'd say...
That's my goal is to have Eric shoot deer on Sunday.
Yeah, so I guess it's two or three average does, I guess. It depends. Very. So, or it could be one good buck.
Two does, something like that.
Yeah. So
that's what I'm hoping for. And that's where I run into my credendum is if you're way back in the brush, do you pop a doe and carry it all the way out? I don't know.
I think it depends what time of night, man. Like for a couple spots, I think. If it's closing time, where it's closing time, then pop.
Well, yeah.
But I think if it's an hour before closing, and it's in a good spot, I think you got to hold off.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're in that spot. You know it's a good buck spot. I'm going to pass on this doe, even though that doe would look really good in my freezer. Man.
Yeah.
That's a hard freaking... sort to pass.
Yeah, especially for a guy who needs a little meat in the freezer. So, yeah. I guess my goals for this year, I guess number one, I want to see Bud. I really want to see Bud shoot. I want to see him shoot a deer, then I want to see him shoot a nice quality public land representative buck. That's one of my goals, personally.
At least we'll fill together, brother.
Yeah. and my second goal, kind of the same, is get my dad a quality buck. He's had his opportunities. He's hasn't just closed the deal. He's put himself in position, I don't know, 8-10 times, and it's just something. A deer doesn't take one extra step. He shoots the deer in the antlers. He hits a branch. It's just like, what can we do to get? We need a little bit of luck to for him to close the deal on a quality buck. And I guess my personal goals is always, I know inches and whatever, but for me, I want to shoot a 152 inch buck. My biggest buck's 151 inches. I want 100. Shoot 152 or bigger. It's just my goal. I like challenges, and that's a challenge because I'm pretty much just hunting Wisconsin unless something good happens. A 3 or 4 year old buck on public land. And my goals will change as the season progresses and whatnot. I mean, earlier in the season, I'll be pickier. Later in the season, I'll get a little bit more itchier with the trigger finger. Then I guess my last goal is to, last year was a grind. It really was because it was camping out of my truck most of the season, hunting alone for a lot of the season. I want to hunt with my buddies this year. I want to hunt with Thompson. I want to hunt with Bud. I want to hunt with Zeb and whoever else joins us along the ride because I hope to meet a couple different people in parking lots throughout the state of Wisconsin that I can build up relationships with, because that was one of the most enjoyable things about my season last year. One was hunting with Bud opening weekend in Iowa. I love that. And hunt with Zeb. That was great. I didn't get a chance to really hunt with Thompson besides turkey last year. So you know, make more friends on public land. I really do enjoy that. So, yeah, I guess that's my plan. Do you guys got any questions or anything like that?
Question about a comment. I will say, like, your opening weekend of Iowa, that was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Because, like, yeah, we met up, and then we met up a little tavern, had a beer, and then we went and did trout fishing before we even went and did hunting. And then we went hunting, and it was like, yeah, it was freaking great. I'm like, we walked in, I was like, oh, buck sign. This is great.
Yeah. No,
amazing stuff down there, man.
Dude, I'll tell you what, that was memorable as hell, though. Like Bud said, we did go trout fishing, and we actually, like, cooked a shore lunch in Iowa from the trout that we caught in Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah. There was a couple. They were gut hooked. So, yeah, we had to keep them. We kept them for dinner.
Well, that gut hooked. They were just, they took it deep. They took it deep. We didn't anything like that, so... Yeah, but that was pretty memorable. That'd be sweet to do something like that, even if we can all meet up. I'm hoping we can figure out some sort of a way to facilitate even a night or two where we can get four or five of us. I know Zeb's brother's interested in that sort of thing too. So, yeah. I guess any final thoughts as we head into the season here?
I mean, it's finally here, you know, it's like, yeah. Just wait, and all of a sudden it comes, and the next thing you know, it's going to be January. So, I mean, just looking forward to enjoying this year.
Yeah. I mean, what are the last things?
Well, your guys' bow is dialed in.
Yeah, mine's been dialed in. Mine has been dialed in since June.
Yeah, no, me too. I think I had my first qualification in May, and I've kept it pretty steady shooting since then. So I'm ready to go.
Nice. All right, I'll come up with a quick would you rather, because Constant has 5 more minutes. All right, would you rather have 100 pounds in your meat, or 100 pounds in your meat? Would you rather have 100 pounds of meat in your freezer? Would you rather shoot? Fuck you, Bud. Bud's humping the monitor for you guys, for all you folks listening. Would you rather shoot 125-inch buck, Pope and Young, or... would you rather have, like, just an insane story like I did last year, like where it was like a 2.5 mile drag? We got guys freaking puncturing their legs open with deer antlers, like with a lesser buck, like a 100, like a 80 inch buck or something like that, where it's just one hell of a story where you got to cross like two rivers, like carry a deer up a hill, like just a hellacious story. Well, Tonson, you got anything on that?
Selfishly, I'm going with 125 incher this year. I mean, I'm ready for that. I'm ready to step up to a bigger deer this year. So that's what I'm kind of gunning for.
Nice. Bud?
So my options are a 125 Pope and Young, or 100 Pope and Young, but a cool story of my brothers.
Yeah, like a crazy story, like where it's just an insane drag out, where you got to cross like a river, or somebody gets like punctured in like the leg, and you got like, back to the, or.
But I got a story of my brothers.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, you got to take the story to your brothers.
All right, I like it. I like it.
Cause you're hot with them. Like, yeah, Just get going, boys. Let's go.
I love it. For me, I would love a story that's just fucking insane with us this year during the pre-rut. Like, where somebody even just shoots a doe, and it's like, we got to get it up like a 400-foot bluff. And there's like four of us like dragging this deer and just like slipping and falling and falling down the hill, then getting back up the hill and having rain piss down on us during a thunderstorm, and be us just sitting and laughing at each other. Sounds like one hell of a time to me. So,
are you throwing out a challenge?
No, I'm not saying.
Are you throwing out a challenge? I'm just asking.
Fuck it. I'm throwing out a challenge. But I want you to shoot a doe in the nastiest fucking shithole, and I want us to get that fucking little doe out. So, that's all I got. You guys got anything else? All right, folks. Thanks for listening to this week's episode. We'll be doing updates as our season goes throughout Illinois, Wisconsin, Delaware, New Jersey, or wherever we may end up. I hope you guys had a good time listening, as good time as we did recording it. We'll see you guys next time. And I got to think of a slogan to end this podcast. I think we'll go with find deer, hunt deer, kill a deer. Does that sound good?
Cook deer.
Oh, cook deer. There we go. Four-step process. That's how we're going to end it. Find deer, learn deer, kill deer. Cooked deer. We'll see you guys next time. We finally have a slogan.